And again, in Revelation 19, reading of the whole thing from 11 down to 16. I saw the heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dripped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth was a sharp sword, which will strike down the nations. He will make them with an iron scepter. He will rule them, with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh is a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So that great description of Christ, when he'll come, comes riding in on a white horse, comes in to set us free. You know, the people that are with him are riding with him. They're faithful and true, and they will come. And he will, you know, he'll be called that. Word of God, the King of Kings. So when you think about kings, think about Jesus. Think about what he did. That he's faithful. That he's a God of God. He's a Lord of Lords. That he's just. And he's everlasting. And he'll bring things about at the proper time. He'll reveal Christ. He'll reveal things. When God reveals Christ, come back a second time. He comes in triumph as a king should.